This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A man injured in a shooting at Christchurch. Eden Lodge Primary School closed for industrial cleaning, with classes scheduled to resume on Wednesday. The BUT again criticizes the time frame for the school's maintenance program. The Chief Justice announces a plan to make minor traffic infractions a ticketable offense. And Sean Diddy Combs arrested on sex trafficking charges. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A man has been shot at Bournesland St. Christopher Christ Church. Starcom Network News understands that a gunman approached and fired several shots, hitting the victim. The condition of the victim is uncertain at this time. The location of the shooting is near Silver Sands, which is one of the areas identified by police as being part of an ongoing gang feud. Meantime, police have charged 26-year-old Jelani Yard of Silver Hill Drive Christ Church with a second murder. Yard, who was previously charged with the June 12th murder of 19-year-old Zakir Goodridge, now faces an additional charge for the murder of Omar Haynes, which occurred on May 13th. On the night of the 13th, the incident, Haynes was sitting outside his home when loud, rapid bursts of what sounded like automatic gunfire was heard. The victim was struck multiple times about the body and was found by his mother in a pool of blood. He was transported to the hospital in a private vehicle and, on arriving, was pronounced dead. The Ministry of Education says that Eden Lodge Primary School will remain closed today as industrial cleaning continues. Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Julia Beckles says the school was closed from 1 p.m. yesterday after concerns were raised by parents and teachers about its preparedness. She states that classes are expected to resume tomorrow.
The Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training was assured by the Education Technical Management Unit that Eden Lodge Primary School was ready for the start of the term. However, we were informed that teachers and parents had concerns about the school's state of readiness. I led a team from the Ministry of Education to the Eden Lodge Primary School. On visiting, we recognized that those concerns were indeed valid. Consequently, we closed there at 1 p.m. to allow those matters to begin to be addressed. And we are hopeful that the school will be ready to reopen on Wednesday, September 18th, 2024, to allow the teaching and learning process to continue.
A statement from the Ministry of Education has assured that a thorough inspection will be conducted before school reopens on Wednesday. It added that while a few outstanding repairs on the compound are being addressed, they will not disrupt the operation of classes. Meanwhile, the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, again expressed concern over the government's school maintenance program following the closure of Eden Lodge Primary yesterday and the delay of face-to-face learning at the Christchurch Foundation School due to ongoing industrial work. First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre, says he is hopeful that work will be completed in time for Eden Lodge Primary to reopen on Wednesday.
Now, Eden Lodge is one of the schools which has been part of the summer maintenance program for a number of years. However, there is seeming to be a problem where some of the things which were fixed in previous years come back to be another problem. Now, the ministry has given a reassurance that work will be done Monday and Tuesday, and they are scheduled to reopen on Wednesday morning. So we are trusting that the outstanding things to be done in this phase or this scope of work, that they will be finished for a smooth reopening of the school on Wednesday morning. What we will do, we will go to the school on Tuesday to see if everything is done.
He reiterated the urgent need to reassess the time frame for the summer maintenance program.
The lateness of the start of work, the quality of work being done, and then there's this disruption where there's not a smooth start. Teachers need time because they may be changing rooms, a switch of furniture based on the number of students that teacher may be getting from a new class. All of these things have to be done. If work goes on at the school, there has to be proper detailed cleaning, because we toy around with this term industrial cleaning and thorough cleaning is not done. Sometimes the cleaning is scheduled before the work is finished, and that has happened at a number of schools this vacation as well. So we just want everything to be properly scheduled at an early time to make sure that there is a smooth reopening of the schools.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. Motorists who commit minor traffic offenses will have to pay a fine by way of a ticket instead of appearing before a magistrate to answer the charges. Chief Justice Leslie Haynes revealed this during the opening of the law term at the Supreme Court yesterday as part of the judiciary's plan to modernize the magistrate's court.
Another issue that consideration must be given to is the removal of minor traffic matters from the magistrate's court, matters that could be dealt with by the use of a ticket system. This will allow magistrates to deal with more substantial matters. We can no longer procrastinate on these matters.
Justice Haynes also announced plans to digitize the operations of the courts.
The judiciary of Barbados and the United States-based National Center for State Courts, otherwise known as NCSC, entered into an agreement to develop a case management system for the Magistrates Court. I'm pleased to report that work is at an advanced stage and a pilot project in the Kane Garden Magistrates Court is due to commence by January 2025. This case management system will be introduced to the Magistrates Court on successful completion of the pilot project, and it is the intention that it will transform the magistracy by eliminating the present paper-based system of recording maintenance payments in the magistrates' courts and moving to an electronically managed system, allowing payments to be made directly to a banking facility from which debit cards will be used to withdraw funds.
Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. And police will no longer respond to minor car accidents as the new traffic investigation policy has officially come into effect. Officers will only attend collisions involving fatalities, serious injuries, potential breaches of the peace, suspected criminal activity, mass casualty events, or when a pedestrian is involved. Communications and Public Affairs Officer of the Barbados Police Service Inspector Rodney Innes says police and other stakeholders are pleased with the rollout of the new policy.
Thus far as all systems go, we have saturated the whole place with this new policy. We're satisfied that there will be some teeth and problems, but we will still be here to do the discussion. We think that majority of people are in agreement with us, and we think that they will comply with the new rollout system. We will monitor. And if we have to go back and tweak anything, we will do so. But we seem quite happy, us, the public, the insurance company, and certainly police officers, in terms of how the new policy would affect all of us.
Communications and Public Affairs Officer with the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Rodney Innes. And a family court in Jamaica has decided to drop charges against a 14-year-old student accused of fatally stabbing his 15-year-old classmate. The defendant was charged with murder and possession of an offensive weapon. Noting that the courts do not sit in a vacuum, his attorney, Maurice McCurdy, said it must take the fulsomeness of the law and the facts into account to discharge its duties. The lawyer, however, stated that despite the court's ruling, the defense expressed compassion for the family of the deceased. He added that while the defense is satisfied with the court's agreements with their legal arguments, there is still no cause for celebration regarding the case. And Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested in New York amid a federal sex trafficking probe. No details were immediately available about the charges against him. A grand jury had been impaneled to investigate allegations. He has strongly denied any wrongdoing. Sources said Combs was arrested without incident at a New York hotel where he had been living. And the mayor of a Polish city has asked all 44,000 residents to evacuate as widespread flooding continues to batter Central Europe. The mayor asked people to head for higher ground, citing the risk of an embankment breaching and releasing a cascade of water into the town from a nearby lake. The death toll from the floods that hit over the weekend rose to at least 16 on Monday, with 7 confirmed fatalities in Romania. Casualties were also recorded in Austria, the Czech Republic, and Poland. Recapping the headlines. A man injured in a shooting at Christchurch. Eden Lodge Primary School closed for industrial cleaning with classes scheduled to resume on Wednesday. The BUT again criticizes the time frame for the school's maintenance program. The Chief Justice announces a plan to make minor traffic infractions a ticketable offense, and Sean Diddy Combs arrested on sex trafficking charges. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.